Lord, I pray the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts may be truly acceptable to you this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, one of the amazing facts about the human race is how alike we are. You know, most of us share the same hopes and dreams and likes and dislikes. Even in a world of almost 8 billion people, there are certain universal things that most people agree on. To prove this, I'm going to read a series of statements and see if you agree with if that statement's true for you. And I'm sure that you'll find some that are. Here's the first one. I'm a real good singer in the shower. My pet understands me when I talk to it. Or my pet is smarter than the average person. Or how about this one? I punch the button on the elevator more than once, even when I know it won't do any good. Or when I'm driving, I turn down the car radio so I can see better. I'm sure most of you will agree with this one. Calories don't exist on birthdays and holidays. And finally, everyone needs a nap sometimes. Now, isn't it reassuring to know that we all agree on certain vital issues? And in our Bible passage today from Matthew 11, Jesus addresses another issue that almost all of us can agree on. We are weary and heavy burdened, and we all need relief. You know, there was a mum from New Mexico who wrote to the Reader's Digest to share her preschooler's advice for dealing with one of the major stresses of life, work. And when a mum was too busy to play with her right now, her preschooler replied, "Mum, I've some advice for you. When people tell me to do work, I don't listen to them. Then I don't have work to do. It works for me, you should try it." That child may be a genius, but something tells me that real life doesn't quite work that way, does it? You know, there has never been a time in human history when people have lived stress-free lives. But the accumulated, unrelieved stress that many of us experience in our daily lives makes us particularly weary. It becomes a physical, mental, and spiritual burden. And we complain, why can't my doctor help me with my fatigue? Dr. Arnold Fox, who was a former commissioner of Medical Board of Examination in California, and he was responsible for giving oral examinations to those young doctors applying for their medical license in that state. And in his work with these young physicians, he says he was surprised by how few of them realise that fatigue is commonly caused by stress. In almost every exam, the young physicians gave him a list of physical illnesses caused by fatigue, but almost no one suggested stress as a source of that fatigue. As Dr. Fox wrote, "Doctors are still being taught the disease-drug equation. For every disease, there is a drug, or soon will be." But, you know, we already have something more powerful than any drug ever devised, says Dr. Fox. And it's exactly tailored to our needs. It's our spirit. Unleashed, the spirit can be a whirlwind of health, happiness, and success in life. You know, when your spirit is weak, concludes Dr. Fox, you're filled with pessimism and gloom. You feel small and hopeless, and you wonder if it's possible to find joy in life. And I believe that Dr. Fox is onto something very real, very promising. But the question is, how do we unleash our spirit? Well, the answer can only be found in the one who created our spirit. So the answer begins with giving our weariness to Jesus. And that brings us to our text today. And I want you to hear these words as the average Jewish citizen in Jesus' day might have heard them. Because I think we'll discover that their burdens were similar to ours. They faced all the normal burdens that we face daily: financial strain, family issues, health concerns. Plus, they were burdened by the demands of a legalistic religious system that convinced them that they could never do enough to be righteous in God's sight. So their religious life may have been a source of guilt and stress for them as well. And then just imagine the relief and their wonder when they heard Jesus say, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." You know, this is more proof to me of the awesome and gracious relationship that God has with us. Because this relationship is not a one-way street. We don't have to bring our best self to God. We can come with our weary, anxious self to him and exchange our burdens for his rest. The Greek word used in verse 28, "for I'll give you rest," is also translated as refreshed. Have you ever been so weary that even sleep and downtime don't restore your energy? The rest Jesus is offering is true refreshment, where body, mind, and soul are energized, restored, and are at peace. And Jesus follows up this invitation with the words, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, there are three primary ways in which animals are yoked together for work more effectively than either animal can do alone. Because the yoke keeps the animals facing in the same direction forward. The yoke helps them to share the weight of that load. And the yoke keeps them walking in step with each other. So I want us to examine how being yoked to Jesus gives us rest for our souls. Well, first of all, when we're yoked to Jesus, we have the assurance that we are never alone. A number of years back, a journalist for the Voice of the Martyrs organisation interviewed a woman from northeastern Nigeria. Her name was Naomi. For those who don't know, the Voice of the Martyrs is a non-profit organisation whose mission is to defend the human rights of persecuted Christians around the world. And the soldiers, Naomi's story says, the soldiers from Boko Haram, that Islamic militant organisation, had invaded Naomi's hometown. I don't know whether you remember 2014, where Boko Haram kidnapped 276 Christian children from a Nigerian school and brought international condemnation to them. Well, when Boko Haram invaded her town, Naomi and her children, along with thousands of others, fled from their homes to escape the violence. For 2 years, the refugees from Naomi's town lived on the side of a mountain. But when Boko Haram, armed with guns and bombs, set out to capture the refugees, they fled again to a camp in Cameroon. They also settled for a time in an emergency camp in Nigeria, but were forced to leave again. And as Naomi said, "I didn't know where to go, so I cried to God." Some workers from the Voice of the Martyrs helped Naomi and her children find a home. They enrolled her children in a local school. In spite of the trauma that they have experienced throughout the years, Naomi was able to say, "Since the passing of my husband, God has kept me. The attack only made me stronger in my faith. Pray for me that with the help of God, I will not fail." You know, most of us will never face the burdens that Naomi had and her children had to endure. And yet, she finds strength in turning to God. All she has faced has only made her stronger in her faith. Naomi understands what it means to be yoked to Jesus, to walk in step with him, to give him her burdens. And the second thing that we can discover when we're yoked to Jesus is that he offers us his strength to carry our burdens. And again, this is more proof of his steadfast love for you and I. We are not alone. We're not dependent on our own strength. And the Apostle Paul demonstrates a joy in the relief that comes from relying on Jesus' strength in 2 Corinthians 12. You know, Paul had been struggling with this thorn in his flesh. So overwhelming, he begs Jesus to take it away. But Jesus answers him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And Paul goes on to say that he will boast about his weakness so that Christ's power would rest on him. "For when I am weak, I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. You know, we rarely appreciate the incredible gift that Jesus is offering us until our own strength is depleted and we're ready to give up. Dr. Martin Luther King tells of a time when he was on the brink of giving up. It was in 1956. He'd received another phone call threatening his life. And he'd received such calls before. But the accumulation of these threats on his life, plus the knowledge that his wife and children were at risk as well, caused him to wonder if he should throw in the proverbial towel and walk away. But at midnight, he bowed over the kitchen table and began to pray. And these are the words he prayed. "I am afraid. The people are looking to me for leadership. And if I stand before them without strength and courage, they too will falter. I'm at the end of my power. I have nothing left. I've come to the point where I can't face it alone." And as he prayed, he said he experienced the presence of God as he had never experienced it before. He reports that it seemed as though he could hear the quiet assurance of an inner voice saying, "Stand up for righteousness, stand up for truth, and God will be at your side forever." And that's exactly what he did for the rest of his life. You know, when we're yoked to Jesus, he offers us his strength to carry his burdens, our burdens. And the final thing we discover is when we're yoked to Jesus, that he offers us his peace. And this is the final component of finding rest for our souls in Jesus' promises. Jesus embodies the goodness and faithfulness of God. Our peace comes from Jesus living in us through the Holy Spirit, continually reminding us of these qualities. Meditating on the goodness and faithfulness of God defends us from anxiety and fear and hopelessness. The Reverend Dr. Michael Brown tells of visiting a man in ICU, the cardiac ward. A man had experienced complications from a recent heart surgery, and he was scared, exhausted, and helpless. And as he contemplated his life, he realised that he had never been at peace. Peace was the one thing he needed most. Well, the next morning, the hospital chaplain stopped for a short visit. The chaplain made some small talk and then offered to read a Bible passage and pray with the man. The man was hardly paying any attention to the chaplain's visit until he heard the Bible passage the chaplain had chosen. It was Jesus' words from John 14. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." The man said that those verses struck him like a spiritual hammer. The hospital chaplain had no idea of this man's struggles. Yet he just happened to choose the very words that Jesus spoke to this man's deepest need: peace. That ICU patient realised that the peace he needed could only be found in Jesus Christ. And he began that day to yoke his life to Jesus, to walk in step with his master, and he found peace that could be found in no other source but in the goodness and the faithfulness of our God. The Christian author J. Oswald Sanders once said, "Peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God." Jesus never said that he would protect us from all our problems. He never said he would make our lives easier. But in John 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." When we yoke our lives with Jesus, when we walk in step with him, we're taking on his perspective on our lives, his purpose and his promise that in him we will find rest for our weary souls. Amen.